As the Bush administration makes its case for what it calls regime change in Iraq, European nations are trying to have their voices heard at the United Nations. They're expected to push for a new Security Council resolution setting a deadline for Saddam Hussein to accept the return of weapons inspectors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the Bush administration is said to be considering the Europeans' idea.
Fearful about the talk of a preemptive U.S. military strike on Iraq, European nations want to give the United Nations one more chance to play a role. They're expected to make their case at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York next week, but already officials have begun to speak out on the floor of the European Parliament and yesterday on the sidelines of a UN summit in South Africa. Danish Prime Minister Anders Fogh Rasmussen was among those who spelled out his concerns to Secretary of State Colin Powell in Johannesburg.
I think it is of vital importance to pursue the UN track in this matter, and this is a reason why I think that here and now the international community should put a maximum of pressure on Saddam Hussein to ensure that international weapon inspectors can get free and unhindered access to Iraq.
Few analysts believe Saddam Hussein will actually give any UN team the access needed to determine whether he's continued to develop weapons of mass destruction. Nevertheless, Jeffrey Kemp, an analyst with the Nixon Center, says a new UN resolution would be important politically for European allies, those that are concerned about Saddam Hussein's weapons programs, but don't have public backing to support a U.S. move to oust the Iraqi leader.
What they need more than anything else is a cover, an international legitimacy for an American intervention in Iraq, and that would come from continued and further Iraqi defiance of the UN rather than the United States.
Stephen Simon of the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies agrees a UN resolution would simply provide a cover for the Europeans.
What they're saying is you'll have our support, leaving support undefined, if you go to Baghdad through New York. That is to say, if you get a UN Security Council resolution authorizing the use of force.
The Danish Prime Minister, whose country holds the rotating EU presidency, said it's too early to talk about what will happen if the Iraqi leader continues to refuse the UN Security Council demands. But analyst Stephen Simon says White House officials will want to see any new UN resolution authorize the use of force in that case. He says Washington will also want to see more aggressive inspections.
The United States will certainly insist on very firm, very intrusive standards for an inspection regime, and the other members of the Security Council will have to go along with that if they want a reference to inspections at all.
White House officials confirm the administration is already discussing these ideas with Security Council members. Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center believes this is a sign that, in his words, it's beginning to dawn on the Bush administration that the president will need allies.
He doesn't need it militarily. He needs it politically because, frankly, the war, although it might be nasty and bloody, is only the beginnings of the problem. The real challenge comes managing Iraq after a military victory. I mean, this is going to be a huge, complicated, costly, and potentially risky task. And at that point, the United States needs as many friends as it can gather.
And the task of winning international support will likely fall to Secretary of State Colin Powell, who has spoken out in favor of getting weapons inspectors back as a first step to deal with Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.